Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, glad you're back with us. We've got Missouri Representative Mike Moon on the phone with us from District 157. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, I read your letter with some interest that you sent to Governor Parson about something that I would just have to admit I was unaware of, that we had a statue of a Roman goddess atop the Missouri Capitol, and you're trying to talk him out of not replacing it, correct?
That's correct. And Mark, you're in a group that is pretty large. In fact, I don't know that anyone I've talked to, unless they're at the Capitol a lot, who knew she was up there.
Wow. So she's been there since 1924, and they did a renovation recently where they removed this statue, which is pretty big. They had to take it for renovation. Spent, like, did I read, $400,000 renovating
it? Astronomical. That's exactly right, though. A lot of money.
Wow. So tell me what you're asking the governor to do, and importantly, what the governor's reaction's been to it so far.
Well, first of all, I was really it wasn't at the top of my radar. And just a few days ago, a friend of mine contacted me and said, hey, did you realize this? And I knew that the statue was in the renovation process and that, but I'd really forgotten about it. And so that's what prompted me to write the letter to the governor, just asking him to not place her back on the dome. And a lot of people say, well, you know, that's irrelevant now. They've already spent the money. Go ahead and do it. No, it's a problem, I believe, because it's a Roman goddess. And whether you believe that people have been bowing down to her, I don't know that that's the case. Still, in many of our beliefs, we shouldn't be first manufacturing these Roman goddesses or any gods at all and then putting them in a high place of prominence.
Well, I guess the question, the other side of that would be, what would happen if we put a statue of Jesus on top of the Missouri Capitol building? Can you imagine the outrage?
We'd have the same problem. So my suggestion is, since it's been reported that the statue has been hit by lightning about 100 times or so, let's put up a lightning rod.
Yeah.
Cost less, no controversy.
And I assume you could the statue's been renovated. It could be put somewhere else on the Capitol grounds if need be?
Absolutely.
Wow. So have you heard anything from the governor on this yet?
No, unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to talk to him by phone or in person. And so I know that he's probably getting tugged every which way on this. And certainly the timing is short. And so I take full responsibility. I should have been on top of it. I was not. So it's my fault for the lateness of my contact to him. But still, it's not too late for him to decide that, there is something more appropriate that we can do with the statue and not put it back at the top of the dome.
Yeah, and you appealed to him as a Christian to consider this, right?
I did. And he shares the same belief. So I think that we have that common faith in Jesus Christ, and I believe that that should be enough to sway him. I hope it is.
Yeah, well, it certainly caught my attention. I didn't know it. It said Ceres is who it is. It's the Roman goddess of agriculture and grain, I guess, put up there in 1924 to represent the agricultural industry.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just so people are aware of it, Mike, I appreciate you bringing it to their attention, and folks can always reach out to the governor's office if they're feeling strongly about that. I think you've got a legitimate beef there. Thank you for bringing it up.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.